Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for March 15th to the 21st, 2014. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met this week U.S. President Barack Obama with no progress made in the peace talks. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians left one youth killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. 11 civilians were injured on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has more.
8 civilians were injured when Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Soldiers also invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. As a result, many civilians, including children, suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. In Bil'in, a 13-year-old boy was injured in his foot, and many other protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics. At the nearby Annabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. Moreover, Israeli troops fired tear gas at residential areas, causing damage to the houses as some of the tear gas canisters went through the windows inside the villagers' homes. In Al-Masara village, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas returned back from Washington this week, where he met the U.S. President Barack Obama with no progress made in the peace talks. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari reports.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that Palestinians will not further commit to more recognitions for the State of Israel, given the fact that Palestinians had already recognized Israel's right to exist on this part of the world. Meanwhile, President Obama maintained that some concessions are needed for the sake of current peace process between Palestinians and Israelis. Obama demanded an extension of negotiations deadline due in next month. In the meantime, some Israeli media outlets suggested that a new batch of veteran Palestinian prisoners will not likely be released by end of this month. The new batch is the last among four others, making up a total of 101 who U.S. mediated the release as a precondition for the resumption of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks back in June 2013. Meanwhile, concerned Israeli authorities announced this week a new settlements building bid of about 1,200 housing units in illegal Israeli settlements in both East Jerusalem and West Bank. Palestinians have insisted that those settlements are illegal and constitute an obstacle to peacemaking. International law and United Nations recognize East Jerusalem and West Bank as occupied Palestinian lands. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli troops shot and killed a teenager in the West Bank and settlers attacked two children. Moreover, Israeli Navy continued to attack Gaza's fishermen. Also in Gaza this week, unknown explosions claimed the lives of two civilians. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya with the details.
Israeli army invasions targeting West Bank communities were focused this week in the cities of Hebron and Bethlehem, as well as Jenin and Nablus. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 50 Palestinians this week, including 7 children. On Wednesday, Yusuf Abu Akir, 15 years old, was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers close to the Annexation Wall near Al-Ramadin village in Hebron district, southern West Bank. The Israeli army said that Abu Akir was trying to jump over the wall to get inside Israel when he was shot. According to local sources, Yusuf Abu Akir was picking plants close to the wall when soldiers opened fire at him. Medical sources said that he was killed instantly. Abu Akir comes from the village of Deir al-Asal in southern Hebron Hills. On Thursday, two children were injured after a number of fanatic Israeli settlers attacked them near Beit Furik village, east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The two boys, 11 years old, suffered moderate injuries due to the attack that took place in a Palestinian land close to the Itmar illegal settlement. The settlers kidnapped the two children and took them to the settlement before handing them to the Israeli army. Troops later handed the two children to their families, who took them to a nearby hospital. In Gaza, a young Palestinian man was killed on Friday in an explosion that took place in Gaza City. The sources said that the man died instantly due to the blast, but provided no further details. The explosion took place in a Tufah neighborhood in Gaza City. Earlier in the week, a child died on Sunday of wounds he sustained last week in an explosion that took place in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The child, 2 years of age, was seriously injured and remained in a critical condition until he passed away. Earlier in the week, Israeli warships opened gunfire at Palestinian fishermen on Tuesday off the coast of the southern Gaza Strip, fishermen said. No injuries were reported, but the fishermen said they were forced to sail back to shore. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsiyya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 15th to the 21st, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.